Yo, is this thing on? Of course it is, because it's 1930 UTC, and that means it's time for another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee. Hello, my name's Tobe. I'm the chairman of this committee, and I'm sitting in my car, so let's get out. And here we are, in the great outdoors. It's, approximately 6:30 p.m. local time. And I have decided to come to Herrenhaven this evening during golden hour, or at least pre-golden hour, when there's still enough light to take pictures of stuff, in an effort to find dudes, because that's what we do. We're looking for dudes. As I pulled into my favorite parking spot, I noticed that there was some more dirt turned up over here at this marmot den, this marmot birthing den that's kind of over here by the old power poles, between the birdhouses and the bat house. And yeah, there's a lot of new, fresh, kicked out dirt in this hole, so I'm gonna walk around over here onto this path and make my way up here to see what, if anything, is going on. Oh my goodness, there has been a lot of dirt removal. Somebody's been a dirt removal machine. There's a considerable pile of dirt outside this hole. And the other hole looks like it's been cleared, but oh yeah. Somebody has been digging like a fool. It's crazy. Unfortunately, I do not actually see any motts. But that's okay. It's kind of late in the day for marmots. They might be, that Mati is probably in the hole sleeping, because it is Mati nighttime. Oh, what is this? Ho 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 I couldn't see it from where I came up, but there's a lot of fresh dirt dug under here too. Geez, does that lead to the same den? It could. Marmot dens can be pretty extensive. And that hole that's brand new, that hole wasn't here yesterday, is only 4 to 5 meters away from the other hole. So yeah, we'll be watching that. I keep thinking I'm hearing voices. Are there people? Yeah, there's people over there on the golf course. I think. I can see something bouncing up and down. Is that somebody's head? I don't know. So, next thing I want to do real quick is just to walk up here, check out this mud. Are these goose tracks? These must be goose tracks. They're not turkey tracks. We should be seeing turkeys in this immediate vicinity very soon. I just want to look into this hole. And I don't think there's any action going on in this hole. No. No action. And there's a couple of geese out there on the Mulhall's property. Looking for food. Rooting around. Okay, so next thing we need to do is walk around the old butterfly garden here. I'm walking through the mud again, looking for tracks. There's some tracks. What is that? Tiny, tiny foot tracks. That kind of looks like cat prints. What do fox footprints look like? I'll have to look it up. I don't think they look like that, though. Alright, so we'll walk past my car here. Go behind the building and head into the forest. As I was leaving my house, my TV was on because I was watching, you know, football. What is all this stuff? What is going on here? This little pushed up dirt business. Is this worm action? I don't know. And it doesn't look like there's anybody under the shed today. No Mati's in the shed. Yeah, so as I was leaving, I walked by my television, and guess what movie was on? Oh, don't even bother, you never will guess. Even if I tell you Sean Penn was in it. So I'll give you a few more seconds to think about it. No, you're wrong. Unless, of course, you said The Falcon and the Snowman. Yeah, there's a classic Cold War tale from the days of my youth. The true story of Christopher Boyce. Well, I don't know if how close the movie is to the actual story of Christopher Boyce, but it was near the end, so I thought, I gotta wait for that to come back on, because I haven't seen that in decades. I've stopped in the middle of the path, looking into the forest, looking over at Lumberjack's den. If you're a first-time listener to this show, you need to be aware that there's a very big, very old marmot den just inside the entrance of the forest here. And it's all covered with logs. And there, years ago, there used to be a really big marmot that lived in there. And since he had so many logs, I called him Lumberjack. And in the intervening years, there have been other marmots back there. That is also the den that likes to get taken over by foxes every couple years. The last time that happened was, I think, 3 years ago now. And foxes like to hijack marmot dens. Speaking of foxes, what's that smell? Interesting. And anyway, yeah, the fox that took over that den had some babies, and there were, I think, 3 fox kits running around for a while. And I got a few pictures of them way back then. Hey, remember those geese that we saw walking through the Moles property? They're about to walk into the cut. I wonder if I know those geese. I wonder if one of those geese is Raina, my favorite goose. The goose that I've been seeing here for, geez, as long as I've been coming here. There's a marmot hole under these sticks too, but that has not been cleared out, I don't think. No. What are those geese doing? Geese. They're so funny. I like them. Big waterfowl birds. Alright, so here I am at the sub pond. There's some frogs along the edges kind of freaking out that I'm getting up close here. And the reason I'm walking over here is I want to look across to the other side. There's a funny little hole over there in the side of the bank right next to the pond. And it's been seeing some use. All the grass is matted down. There's a little mud slide. And I'm thinking that might be a scratty den. Because we all like scratties. That's what I'm looking for tonight. Scratties. Or scrats. Because I like them. If you're unfamiliar with the vocabulary of the Dubious Goals Committee, a scrat, or scratty, is in fact a muskrat. And muskrats are pretty cool. They are pretty cool as long as you are cool. If you sneak up on them and scare them, however, they will blast you with their stinky weapon. And boy, oh boy, if you thought skunks smelled bad, let me just assure you that skunks don't smell 1/10 as bad as a muskrat. That's why they're called musk rats. They do have a musk, and oh my God, it will make you puke. I'm walking out onto the boardwalk. I'm looking down here right at the edge of the water, and here's a few parts of a dead frog. So somebody's been eaten out here, and I suspect snoodlers. Has there been a snoodler around here? Oh yes, once again, if you're unfamiliar with the vocabulary of the Dubious Goals Committee, a snoodler is a raccoon. And they are called snoodlers because, like noodlers, they like to fish with their hands. And here comes some geese flying over. And you know, looking over there by the weir, over by one of the wood duck boxes, it looks like there's a hole in the bank. That could be a muskrat den. Some geese are taking off. See you later, goose. Okay, bye. They're going over to the golf course to get some snacks. There's some geese over here standing on a log. There's some geese up here at the end of the boardwalk. There's a couple geese over there by what I think is a muskrat push-up, which has a hole in the side, which means it is no longer being used. Hi. Yeah, hi. Hello. Oh, yes, it's very nice to see you. Yeah, it's me. Get over it. Okay, whatever. Oh, so goosey. Yeah, muskrats, when they, how do I say this? Muskrats, they kind of hibernate, right? And what they do is they build up these things called push-ups that look like tents or something. And what they do is in the fall, when all the reeds and the cattails are dying and fall over, they swim and sort of dig underneath all of the fallen down reeds, and they get underneath and they just push them up into a tent, and they pile more stuff on the outside, right? And so that's where they like to hang out, and there's, you know, usually an underwater entrance and exit. Well, in the spring, when they're ready to come out of hiding, they don't bother to use the entrance or the exit anymore. They just dig a hole through the side. I have a feeling this is because usually there's ice involved, and so they want to come up above ice level, right? And so that's how you can tell if a muskrat push-up is no longer being used, because there'll be a hole in the side where they bailed out. So I have left the boardwalk, and we are walking and walking, and we're going to walk back and head into the back part of the forest to see what's going on at the big blind. I'm seeing no signs of scrats. All of the water is pretty much glassy, glass still. Oh, and here's some goosers right here. Hi, buddies. These must have been the guys who were just walking through the cut. As I was driving over here, I drive by a bunch of wind indicators. I drive by three flags, and then there's an apartment complex who has those, you know, fake samurai flags. And every single flag I saw, all five in total, were completely limp and just hanging on the poles. Beaufort scale zero. And so the weather is very calm. It's kind of cold. It's about, no, not cold, but cool. It's 50 degrees Fahrenheit. And I'm walking over the land bridge, looking into the billabong, and I see rings. I see tiny wavelets and circles. So there must be little fishies. Oh, here's a little dig. So there must be little fishies or frogs eating, making those ripples. This wasn't here yesterday. Here's a little dig site. Somebody's been digging. Looks like squirrel-sized digging. So now we walk into what I sometimes refer to as the back 40. And what's going on? What's going on back here then? We're looking for dudes. And I'm rounding Turtle Bay. I'm walking right past the wall blind because there doesn't appear to be anything going on back in there. There was a goose swimming around, but that was about it. And there wouldn't appear to be anything going on here in the Turtle Bay either. Really wanted to see some muskrats today. And on a day like today, muskrats are easy to spot. If you'll remember me mentioning it the other day, they swim really low in the water, so if they're still and they're just sticking their heads up and they're looking around, you aren't going to see them. But if they're swimming, you will see them because they leave a wake. A very gentle and shallow wake that can be seen when the water's not too choppy, when there's no wind. And so all you got to do is look for that V. Look for that V-shaped wake, and that will spot you a scratty. I'm looking around. I'm seeing birds flying around, but there's no dudes. Oh, yes, there are dudes. And I'm just now approaching the turtle reproduction pond, and I'm 2 meters away from the footbridge, and I'm looking out into the turtle reproduction pond, and guess what I see? No, not a turtle. I see a big blue heron. And he's, 40 meters out. He's looking at me, wondering if I'm going to hassle him. Is he moving? He's sort of walking away from where I am. I don't want to spook him. Is it Big Bluey? I think it is. Yes, there's Big Bluey. Yay, we see Big Bluey. Big blue heron. What a surprise here at Heron Haven. You'd think we'd see herons here all the time, but ironically enough, sometimes we don't. We actually see more marmots here than herons. Although last year there was that strange day when we saw tons of herons out here. I saw a green heron and a blue heron that day, and then we saw 3 egrets. Egrets are white herons. The great egret. And speaking of the great egrets, we're almost to that time of year too. They usually show up in about the second week of April, right around tax day. Come out here and, geez, 1 year, a couple years ago, there was 15 of them out here. And they're easy to spot because they're huge and they're white. And so they're not very well camouflaged against all the brown and green stuff. All right, so here I am walking into... Oh my God. Here I am walking into the blind. And the first thing I can see, way out there, 100 meters away, on the other bank of the pond, is another blue heron. And I bet that's the one we saw the other day. So look at this. Can you believe it? We have seen more herons today in Heron Haven than marmots. And there's a flock of a dozen mergansers swimming away from me. There's some geese trying to get some sleep on Goose Island. I'm checking all the logs. I don't see any turtles, but I don't really expect to see them. It is kind of cool, and it's overcast, so, you know, it's not like the turtles are thinking, oh, we should go hang out in the sun for a while. I'm scanning the banks. I'm looking at everything else, wondering who else is hanging out here. Maybe more herons. Nope, just that one way out there. Plus the one that's just right over there in the turtle reproduction pond. It's a great day for herons. 2 herons in one day. Super awesome. And let's see. Yeah, the green herons should start showing up pretty soon. They can kind of vary as to when they show up, but it's usually about now. I don't think I've ever seen a green heron before a blue heron here. And let's see, what was it? 2 years ago, man, we didn't see any green herons forever. Not sure if I even saw one all year, maybe late in the year. But last year, it took a while before we saw any greenies. All right, so what do we got out here? I'm sticking my head out of the blind, and I'm leaning way over, checking the banks. Oh, and there's all kinds of claw marks in the mud down here and over there. So, who's been hanging out here? Maybe scratties. maybe some snoodlers. This is a good snoodling area. Raccoons can come right up to the water and fish for all the stuff they're fishing for. Frogs and crawdads and whatnot. There's some other ducks out there. Who is that? What is that duck? Seems like we're getting a lot of ducks. Is it duck time? That's good. That means we'll be seeing wood ducks pretty soon. Pretty soon. First ducks we always see are the mallards. They're almost always here. And then the teals and mergansers show up. I haven't seen any teals yet. But we do got mergansers out there, hooded mergansers. They're pretty cool. Alright, so I'm leaving the blind. And I'm walking up the loop path. And we're going to go up into the loop here and look down into the ravine. And see if we can see any lurkers. Lurks. Lurks are the word for turkeys. And we like turkeys because they're a crazy bird. They're funny. And they make interesting sounds. And they behave in an unusual manner. Let's see if we got any of the turkeys in here. The turkeys should be moving into here pretty darn soon. They're close. The other day I saw them, 500 meters in that direction, which is pretty much due east of here. And they live in a ravine. And eventually they will leave that ravine, cross the street, and come down into this ravine, and we will see them. But we're not seeing them now. You can also sometimes find the turkeys here in Herrenhaven. I've been walking along the path, come around the corner, and there's, half a dozen turkeys just sitting on the path. Then they get up and they get all kind of spooky and they, ooh, and they like to say, pwee, 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 pwee. That's what the hens say. And it's very quiet. All right, so I'm walking down the hill. Looking into that marmot den, doesn't look like there's any change of activity there. And when we get down to the bottom of the hill here, we'll be able to see into the turtle reproduction pond. And we'll see if Big Bluey is still standing there. Oh, there's a couple geese down in there too. Are they building a nest over there? Well, they might be. That would be a pretty good nesting area. All things considered, not the best. I have seen foxes standing on that log that they're next to. But hey, it could be worse. All right, back over the footbridge. And let's see, where did Big Bluey go? Where did he go? Oh, yes, I see him. He's kind of hiding back there under the branches in the shallow area. He's hunting for food. Yeah, everybody likes to eat. I know I do. Okay, see you later, Big Bluey. I would take a picture of him, but with the light the way it is, and he's so far away, I'd have to zoom in. I wouldn't be able to focus on him. And so, we're not going to see any pictures of blue herons today. It's kind of rare that I can get a good picture of one, because you can't get very close to them. And I don't have, a super fancy camera. But if you do love blue herons, man, you should go into the building here, the nature center here. Because remember, this place, everybody that comes here is a photographer. And they all got these massive telephoto lenses that are longer than your arm. And they get some great pictures of herons. They're mostly bird people. These guys are always taking pictures of birds. But due to my influence, all these people are now looking for marmots, too. And so you can see pictures of really good pictures of marmots in the Nature Center, too. And you can purchase prints. You can buy copies of these fantastic photographs. Oh, look at all these frogs down here in the Turtle Bay. Look at all those frogs. Frog, frog, frogs. Now we might as well go into the wall blind here. And all the money that you spend on photographs here at Heron Haven. All the money goes directly to Heron Haven. Basically what happens is the, you know, all the photographers, they're just so happy to be here and to get good photos that all of their stuff is donated. So if you ever come here, you can buy stuff, including t-shirts, to help support the Heron Haven Wetlands Preserve, a nature preserve in the middle of the city, inside the city limits and everything. That never happens. So I'm walking out of the back 40 over the land bridge, and there's nothing going on in the billabong. Well, there's some geese back there, and there's some geese in the sub pond. Nobody's swimming through the turtle tunnels, which I've never seen a turtle actually use, but I've seen muskrats use it, and that's really fun, because when you see a muskrat going in one end of the tunnel, which are, you know, these are like 10 inch or so like culvert drain pipes that are laid under the land bridge to connect the billabong to the sub pond and therefore the main pond. Once the muskrat swims in one end, all you gotta do is run over to the other end, get your camera ready, and wait for that muskrat to swim out. And he will, and he'll come out and say, "Hi, ooh, somebody spooked me. Oh, it's a bun. Hi, Mr. Bun Bun." So the bunnies are out. That's good. And I've got a lot of photographs of muskrats just swimming out of the pipe. And most of the time, as soon as they see you and realize you're there, they dive. But, you know, the water's not very deep, so you just sort of say, okay, there goes a swimming marmot. And if the sun angle is just right, you can get a photograph of a muskrat underwater. Underwater rhymes. Okay, so, well, we didn't see any mammal dudes, but we did see Big Bluey, and that's the first time I've seen him all season, so that's good. Plus, we saw that other blue heron, which is awesome. I think that's the same one we saw the other day, and probably one of the ones that's been hanging out in the heron tree that is, you know, about a mile that way. We gotta figure out a way to sneak up on that heron tree, see what that's all about. And as I walk by the shed, I look underneath it to see if there's any motts, and no, I don't see any motts. And there's my trusty automobile, the last of the VHF interceptors. Now, I don't have a whole heck of a lot of time left, but I am going to sort of take another look at this fresh dug hole over here to see if there's any dirt kicking out of it. No, I don't see any dirt action. And I don't see any motties, so we might as well get back into the car. And if I'm getting back into the car, you know what that means. It means it's time for me to say that you have been listening to another episode of the Dubious Goals Committee, a show that airs every single day at 1930 UTC. So tune in tomorrow and the next day and every single day of your life. Otherwise, you might miss something awesome. And if you know me, you know awesomeness is going down at all times. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the line, yes.